The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel applications on their Apple and Android devices. I also want to thank those who might be listening to our podcast of this radio show on Apple Podcasts, as well as from our website, thebestoftimesnews.com. We thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. And in just a few minutes, we're going to share some interesting and I would call them weird laws that are in each of our 50 states that will definitely amaze you. So stay tuned to the show to learn some very interesting information. It is Saturday, December the 28th, and we are broadcasting our radio show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal listeners. Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas with family and friends, sharing stories and tales of the past, enjoying those wonderful food and treats, and some of you joining the scene of Christmas carols around the piano and around the gathering. So I hope you really enjoyed that. I love seeing my grandkids so happy and smiling, as well as my wife, and sharing that love of the Christmas season. Their hugs and saying that they love us makes us all feel so good. So again, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. Be sure to pick up our January-February 2025 issue of The Best of Times at our 278 distribution locations beginning on January the 2nd. We do thank you for the many compliments about a magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 278 distribution locations, you can always visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, you can view and download the current 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. Speaking of Silver Pages, we are working on our 23rd edition of Silver Pages, our Senior Resource Directory, our most popular publication for seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. If your business is interested in being included in our annual Senior Resource Guide, please do call us, 318-636-5510. Again, 318-636-5510. Our 2025 Silver Pages will be released on March the 1st of 2025. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, The Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a very special guest. It's Mr. Shannon Johnston, who is joining me to share with our wonderful listeners some trivia and about various categories. But in this particular category, we're going to be talking about weird laws in each of our 50 states. So thank you, Shannon, for taking time to assist me today in this particular unique radio show.
Thank you for having me on. Looking forward to this.
Wow. Again, he's a radio show connoisseur as well, so he does something on Red River Radio.
Yes.
And I've been on his show. He's a great interviewer, so I've asked him to join us. He's been helping us at the Best of Times in various projects, and I'm really proud of him. So I want to get him more and more experience in radio land, but today it's going to be a fun time. My listeners, by the way, over the past, more than 20 years, I've been broadcasting trivia radio shows during the holiday season. And lots of people comment about if they use it during the family gatherings and during the year. Take this. I've had people that record it and yes. then transcribe it. I even had individuals, and, you know, I've had people ask for the script, many. Yes. And so I would email the script because it has all the dialogue, all the text. So they have it there. I mean, I had one individual, he listened every year, and he became sick and was in the hospital, and he called me and said, I'm listening. I listened to the show. Would you mind bringing it to me? I couldn't copy it, so I brought it to him. It was, made his day, really made yeah. his day. It was touching. So this show, as I mentioned to everyone, is going to be first of two radio shows today, this Saturday, and another one in the beginning of the new year on January 4th, because we're not going to have time today to cover all 50 states and all these unusual, weird current laws that are definitely on the books, still on the books in various states. I'm amazed that our fine government officials would consider and pass these laws. I would love to know the rest of the story about those, but we don't have time to go on the rest of the story. I mean, I'd love to interview some of these officials and some of these congressional people and why they made these laws. There must have been some reason why, Shannon. I'm sure they had maybe something happened, but you'll be amazed at some of these. Again, some of them are most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of, and a lot of them are still, I would call them, dumb laws. They don't make a lot of sense, and they're imposed by our wonderful states. And one comment said, they're to keep our citizens safe. Others are weird, strange, and downright silly. And believe it or not, most of these are still on the books, and you can get fined, worse, in prison or other penalties for violating them. But I'm sure some of those cities, state, and federal officials won't be implementing many of these. So let's start off with our going down in alphabetical order in our states, the wonderful state of Alabama. Interesting, here's one, is in Mobile, the city of Mobile, been there many places. It's deemed to be the birthplace of Mardi Gras in the United States. It means throwing confetti in the city of Mobile is a penalty. The glittery stuff is illegal to use and sell within the city and police jurisdiction under the Alabama Littering Code. So throwing confetti could cost you a $16 to plus $106 in court costs. Is that amazing? I'm sure. I've been to many Mardi Gras. I haven't been to one in there, but there are a lot of people that throw confetti and
that would
boom,
be a,
boom from the float. So
yeah, that would be a boring Mardi Gras, wouldn't it?
It would be. But I'm sure they have. I'm sure this has not been enforced. I don't know when it was on the books. Here's an interesting one in Alabama. Putting salt on a railroad track could be punishable by death. Can you believe that? By death? It seems like a weird law, completely out of left field, but with little insight, think about it, it does make some sense to make it less weird. Apparently, salt could potentially attract cattle to the railroads, and with the trains potentially passing through this, they could create quite a mess. So if some strange reason you've been thinking about sprinkling salt on the tracks, don't do it. Okay, take away. In Alaska, this is an interesting one.
Yes. If you have a habit of talking loudly to get your point across, you will have to take it down a notch or two in Fairbanks, where it is a crime to speak so loudly that you offend someone enough to leave the vicinity. That would be considered disturbing the peace, according to city code. You would be slapped with a $450 fine for being a loudmouth.
A loudmouth.
Wow. So if I go to Alaska, I have got to take $450 with me.
No, Shannon. I'm sure the police around there are going, you're a little bit too loud. You're a loudmouth.
Well, give me a warning.
Yeah, give me a warning shot on that.
But now this one kind of, let's see how it plays with the loudmouth. It's illegal to get drunk in a bar and remain on the premises. The most drunks get loud. Okay.
Yep.
Though this kind of defeats the purpose of a bar, doesn't it? The statute states that an intoxicated person may not knowingly enter or camp out where alcohol is sold. So maybe if you're a neighbor who hated enough, you can get away with it.
Isn't that amazing? God, why would they think of that one? Who thought of that one?
I know.
So when you get drunk, you got to leave quickly.
Yeah, and don't yell on your way out.
And I hope you have a designated driver if you're that drunk.
Yes.
And you're going to be driving or taking a bobsled, whatever it is, in Alaska. That's weird.
Yes, that is weird.
Now, the third one is interesting in Alaska. Read that one. Now, this is still on the books. Now, who would do this? But
it's illegal to wake a sleeping bear for the purpose of a photograph.
Now, who would have done that? Nudge the bear. I need to take your photograph. The bear's going to say, I'm going to eat you after you take the photograph.
Do you think this may have happened in a zoo somewhere?
I don't know. Might have been.
I don't think so.
Okay, going to our next state of Arizona, spitting on the sidewalk is illegal. If you spit on the sidewalk publicly, whether it's on a parkway, street, park, or ground, you could face up to 6 months in jail. Wow. And $2,500 fine. Wow. And don't forget, you definitely can't spit on the floor inside of any public building.
Whoa.
Another thing in Arizona, if you cut down a cactus, you could be sentenced up to 25 years in prison. I'm sure it depends on how big the cactus is or where it's located.
I've actually heard that one.
Wow.
I've actually heard about that one.
And the other one in Arizona, interesting. If you're found stealing soap, now who would steal soap? You must wash yourself until the bar of soap has been completely used up. So you're caught with the bar of soap, and the policeman says, wash up, and don't bring it back.
I guess you're getting rid of the evidence.
That's probably what it is. Now, this is an interesting one. It's illegal to in Arizona, it's illegal to refuse a person a glass of water. Wow. They're really hospitality there.
Yes.
And they want you to, you want in the heats of Arizona and that part of the country that somebody knock on your door for refreshment. You're going to definitely, say, I can give you a glass of water because that's our law in our state. Yeah. Wow. Okay, take over for Arkansas.
Arkansas, playing more than 25 free games of pinball. Arkansas is particular about its pinball rules. For one, a winning player can have only 25 free games. Additionally, coin-operated pinball machines and similar devices cannot take more than one coin. That's a misdemeanor. Punishable up to $1,000 or a year in jail.
Boy, they're serious about that rule.
Oh, my goodness. Apparently, they must not have video poker either.
Well, they do.
They do?
But this is in addition.
Yes. But anyway, it's also illegal to honk your horn at a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
So before 9 p.m., it's okay.
It's okay.
9 o'clock? Nope. And after...
And no peanut butter and jelly if you do it. Oddly, wow. Specific but true. Actually, this law applies to any establishment that serves cold drinks or sandwiches.
After 9 o'clock. Isn't that amazing? Okay, California is another unusual, has some probably many unusual weird laws, but we're going to only give you a few of them here. California, allowing dogs to pursue bears or bobcats. Dog owners, beware. Don't allow your four-legged companion to chase a bear or a bobcat. State law says doing so is a misdemeanor. Dogs used by law enforcement officers are exempt and can do this. So your own, if the bobcat or bear comes up to your home or establishment, you can't send the dog out to go shoot him away or scare him. I thought this was interesting. Another one. If a frog dies during a frog jumping contest held in the state of California, it can't be eaten. Is that a weird one? The health code likely made this on the books to protect the competitors at a frog jumping fair. And it's an 80-year-old tradition in the gold mining towns. Each year, the tourists and experienced jockeys compete to see how far their bulldogs can leap. But if they die, they can't eat them. Okay, this was good. Listen to this one. This is a new law. In California, vehicles with no drivers, with no drivers, may not go over 60 miles an hour. And so this is, you know, autonomous cars by our friends, you know, making all these cars that drive by themselves. California made this. But they're looking at the future and looking, you know, there's no brainer. You can go, you know, up to 60 miles an hour, but without a driver. But over 60, you better have a driver in there. I didn't get the details on what the law is, but, you know, that was an interesting far thinking in the future.
Mm-hmm. That one is. Well, how about in Colorado, placing upholstered furniture outside the home? Unless the furnishings are specifically upholstered for outside use, the city of Boulder considers it illegal to keep them in the yard, according to code. Storing them in a visual alleyway is also prohibited. If caught, you will wind up paying the removal and disposal as well as $25 in administrative costs. So don't throw your old couches out in the front yard.
But if the used for outside, you can. It's okay.
Yes. It is illegal to lend your vacuum to the next door neighbor, also in Colorado.
Wow. Who thought of that?
Calling on those close by for a cup of sugar is fine. But apparently, if you're going to go and need some cleaning supplies, I wonder if it would be clear if you call the neighbor across the street. I wouldn't risk it. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are too many lawsuits about the neighbors not returning borrowed vacuum cleaners. Be careful.
So they borrowed it and they didn't return it, so that's why they made this law, so they have some enforcement of it. Yeah.
This is an issue.
In Connecticut, now why would these people in Connecticut make this one? It's illegal to educate dogs. What? This one seems really harsh. What's wrong with trying to teach Fido a new trick or two? But this law was created to avoid people's disappointment when their old dog can't learn new tricks. Okay, go to Delaware.
To Delaware, selling pet fur. Ooh. Never use pet hair as monetary leverage in Delaware. It's a Class B misdemeanor to sell, barter, or offer the fur of a domestic dog or cat, according to the state government website.
Wow.
Very interesting. Yeah. I don't know who does it.
Well, I was going to say, they take the fur when they go get the dog or cat clipped at the groomer. And people were selling that for stuffing or something. It must have been a lot of it to raise somebody's attention, or the pillow had dog hair, and so that, you know, that's weird.
That is strange. I mean, I don't know what you'd use it for.
Tell them about the next one. This is even sadder.
It's illegal for a pawn shop to accept someone's wheelchair or prosthetic limb as payment.
Wow.
Imagine being desperate enough to offer a fake arm or leg as means of payment.
That's sad. Okay, in Florida. Now, this one, who thought of this one? And it's on the books. Apparently, dwarf, little short people, tossing was once a popular bar game in the state of Florida. In fact, the state had to ban this practice because of tossing dwarfs, because they back in 1989, if caught participating in this activity, you could be fined up to $1,000. One lawmaker in 2011 tried to reverse this law, claiming that the government should decide how people make a living.
Oh, I have actually seen this.
Wow. Dwarf tossing. Wow.
Yes.
And here's another one in Florida. Boy, they have some good ones there. If you tie an elephant up to a parking post, you are required to pay a fee as you would for a car.
Okay.
Isn't that a weird? Imagine, you know, if you weren't cool enough to have a pet elephant to take around and, you know, go around town, you still have to have these weird laws to deal with. It makes sense because the elephant usually takes more than one parking space. So do you have to pay to the parking area?
Yes, I guess you do. You have, however many spaces you take, you pay.
Uh-oh.
How about this in Georgia? Whistling in public. It's unlawful to create noise that's audible from the distance of 300 feet or more beyond property limits. The rule applies from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., Sunday through Thursday, and 7 a.m. to midnight on weekends. In particular, one cannot shout, hoot, sing, or whistle on public streets, sidewalks, or any private property. Violators face up to a $1,000 fine.
Wow, I wonder who enforces this one.
Somebody with some good hearing aids. But this, and if you don't like that one, how about trying you are not allowed to eat fried chicken or any other way than using your hands?
Isn't that a weird one?
Now, I do, but should you be the one telling me to do that? Now, here's another one. When you get through with your fried chicken, it's illegal to keep an ice cream cone in your back pocket on Sundays.
Only on Sundays. Who came up with that one?
Yes. I'm not sure who would consider this a remotely reasonable option, but if you're a person that does, feel free to do it on the other 6 days.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information and more weird laws from our 50 states. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebert Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebert Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a very special guest, is Mr. Shannon Johnston, who is joining me to share with our listeners today some interesting, weird laws in our 50 states of our union. And they're quite interesting and quite weird, aren't they, Shannon?
Yes, we've seen some real nice ones so far.
So they're still in the books, I told everybody. We hope some of those legislatures will get them off the books. I'm sure most of them are not enforced, but they're there. And if somebody wants to enforce them, they could, but let's hope they don't. So we've already covered several states, but let's go into Hawaii. Not wearing your seatbelt is illegal unless you're in a pickup truck. Hawaii has a universal seatbelt law requires everybody in a vehicle to buckle up, whether it's front seat or back seat. And if you're not, you pay a fine. However, the law might seem strange because in Hawaii it says you can go without wearing a seatbelt if you're sitting in a full pickup truck with passengers in the bed, and it's fine for not adhering to the truck regulation is $25. Wow. So it means if you put the seatbelt on, then those people, there's a fine, sadly. The other thing in Hawaii, it's illegal to have more than one alcoholic drink in front of you at a time. So, wow, I'm sure this is not pretty much enforced. I can remember having many drinks or unfinished drinks or all around, up to a bar or a restaurant. So I don't know. It probably was have your backup drink, and they didn't want you to have that backup drink there.
It would mess happy hour up.
Yeah. Two drinks? No, that's not loud. That's not loud in Hawaii. So move on to Idaho.
Okay. Grating and packing potatoes incorrectly, misrepresenting the potato when it comes to the grating or packaging. In Idaho, you can get slapped with fines up to $500 or jail time, according to state. All potatoes should be the same variety and nearly the same shape and size, though up to 6% in any container can vary in grade.
That is really weird because I've seen bags of potatoes. They're all shapes and sizes. So
I mean, you hold the bag up, and there's one at the bottom at this size. Well, yeah. You can't see me, and there's one 3 inches long,
So they ship those out of states because the Idaho officials are not going to be watching them if they're in Louisiana.
That's right.
In Louisiana.
They're not coming to Shreveport to check these out.
I don't think so. Well, keep going. They have some interesting laws.
Yes. This next one. When it when it outlawed the act in 1990, Idaho became the only state to declare cannibalism illegal. Wow. The act is strictly prohibited and punishable for up to 14 years in prison. It's okay to willfully ingest the flesh or the blood of a human in life or death situations, but only if it's apparent means of survival.
Wow.
Okay.
So before 1990, it was legal.
Before that, it was legal to do this.
Whoa.
I'm glad I didn't live in Idaho. But now here's where it gets a little softer. It's illegal for a man to give his fiance a box of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds.
Now, who would give their fiance a big box of candy that's 70 pounds? I love you, darling. Here's a 70-pound. Oh, that's illegal. We better eat the other 20 pounds quickly.
I mean, this is something else. Oh. It's also illegal to fish from a camel's back.
In Idaho.
Now, I'm assuming that's not the cigarette.
That's true.
That is weird.
Yeah.
As far as weird laws in the U.S. go, this one takes the cake. Is the camel's back particularly good vantage point for fishing? Someone must have thought so. It seems strange but harmless. That could also go back to where we don't want too many drinks sitting on the bar. Somebody had a camel.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Okay, now listen. In Illinois, they have some great ones, weird laws. Letting someone sleep in a bakery is illegal. They can't be sleeping in a bakery, a kitchen, a creamery, or a cheese factory. Okay. You can't allow your employees to sleep on the job, according to the state law. The fine is a little unclear, but there is a fine, however. Now, who's going to tell on the person that's sleeping in the kitchen and sleeping in the bakery? Oh, well. And this is another one. Additionally, you can get fined up to $25 for coughing where food is made or prepared. So okay. If they're watching around there, they're going to say, you just cough, $25, please. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And here's a sad one. It's illegal in the state of Illinois to have a smelly dog. Well, I never washed my dog or bathed my dog every day, and he was a little smelly occasionally. But that's one of their laws there, and they have to have frequent baths and making sure that you avoid having the red and blue lights of the policeman pulling up to your house to check the smell of your dog.
Yeah, wouldn't you hate to have smelly dog duty?
Oh, yes. That's a tough beat today.
Yes. Well, I guess in Indiana, sniffing glue for excitement, so we'll go from dogs to glue. Uh-huh. Some enjoy the aromas of candles and fresh flowers, and others apparently find pleasure in glue, according to the Indiana law. Sniffing glue for pleasure to get high could cost you up to $1,000. The statute clearly says any person who inhales or ingests the fumes of glue or other substance commits a Class B misdemeanor.
Wow.
You better be watching in the schools because I know they do it.
Yes, they do. I've heard of this particular law. I think it's in various states.
Yeah, I've kind of heard this. Well, how about their liquor stores can't sell cooled water or soda?
Wow.
However, they can sell unchilled soda. To expect a warm Coke if you purchase it along with your rum. That is absolutely true. You will need a glass of ice. It's also illegal to attend a public event or use public transport within 4 hours of eating onions or garlic.
Wow.
So I cannot use public transportation for 4 hours after eating onions or garlic.
So you get on the bus and somebody says you smell like onions or garlic. When did you have that meal? Two hours ago. Oh, you're illegal.
It's kind of like when you get pulled. Oh, I only had one drink.
That's right. Only one onion.
So also baths are illegal between the months of October and March. I want to read this again. Baths are illegal between the months of October and March.
Isn't that weird?
Stay out of Indiana between the months of October and March.
I'm sure this one's not enforced. If it's still in the book, somebody needs to make clarifications of that one.
Yes.
So half the country is going to be smelling okay, except when you go to the state of Indiana.
Yes. Oh. So anyway, I guess we'll move on to Iowa.
Yeah. Okay. So using a deceased person's handicap permit is legal. If you had access to a handicap permit from, you know, would you use it? Well, the answer is yes, but avoid traveling to Iowa, because it could be a $200 fine if you caught using a permit you don't need or was previously used by a loved one. They used to issue lifetime handicap parking permits in Iowa, but it was so misused, they had to initiate this law, and now that when they issue them, they automatically expire after 5 years. Mm-hmm. And this is a sad one. In the state of Iowa, one-armed piano players must perform free of charge. Now, isn't that a sad one? Well, that's one of the most offensive laws and these weird laws we're talking about. So if someone has one arm and manages to become an accomplished pianist, well,
you must perform for free.
That is really, hopefully someone has challenged this, and hopefully they don't go around, uh-oh, I see he's got only one arm he's playing, but we need to write him up.
That is sad.
That is sad.
Anyway, are you ready to move on to Kansas now?
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't Kansas anymore, because hunting rabbits from a motorboat or helicopter, whether it's a hare, deer, or fowl, KSA 32-1003 explicitly states that it's unlawful to hunt and take any game animal from a motorboat, airplane, motor vehicle, or other water or land vehicle.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
So upon a second violation, you could be charged up to $250. So you cannot be hunting from a motorboat or helicopter. I've never done that.
Yes, that would have been a treat.
Yes. Now, I do know, I have heard of people doing it from helicopters in some area. I mean, like in other countries when they've been out in Africa and stuff, I've heard of them doing it.
But I don't think they're fishing. They're going to drop the line all the way from the top of the helicopter.
No, they're hunting for that giraffe. They're hunting for that elephant we're still trying to park.
Oh, God, that's a good one, yes.
But did you also know it's illegal to eat clam chowder on Sundays between 11:50 a.m. and 12:48 p.m.? Now, let's get real specific on what times we want to enforce these.
Gee.
This one is either strangely specific law. I guess it helps to narrow down the choices of lunch and perhaps the shortage of clams.
And, that's sad. You're going to be wanting that clam chowder, and you're there at 12:49. Can't serve you. Sorry.
Yes.
can I use a different time zone to eat my But why on, I was thinking these legislators, why on Sundays only? I mean, again, you're right. There might have been had a limited number of clams it's so sad when they came up with it. And being so specific, I mean.
Yes, getting that 12:48.
not like 1 p.m., no. So they must have had negotiations
Yes. I would say they had some people sitting around a table discussing this.
And so, how weird would that have been? So, but again, these and others that we just talked about are some weird laws. Most of them are still in the books, and hopefully you're going to find you'll be laughing about these like me and Shannon have been laughing about them when we were discovering these. And there's probably thousands and thousands more for these particular states, but we're just touching on a few right now.
Yes.
So Kentucky, this one's a good one. So before you die, that's D-Y-E, not die, your livestock in Kentucky, you should understand there are rules. Now, who would want to dye their livestock, their cattle, et cetera? But you may not dye a duckling, a little duck, and offer it for sale unless it's in a group of six. So if there's six ducklings and you want to paint them blue or green, yep, you're okay. But if there's only one, nope, you can't do it, you know. And the law applies to live baby chicks, ducklings, fowl, rabbits. The sad thing, they can enforce this rule, and could fine you between $100 and $500. So you better, if they come and say, why did you dye these little baby chicks? You better show them six of them.
Right? They deal in six packs. They don't want anything but a six pack.
But the interesting thing, they didn't say the color. I'm adding the word dyeing a duckling blue. Most of them you might see blue, but I've seen little baby chicks in all different colors. Mm-hmm. But I've never noticed in the state of Louisiana blue or not, but whether they were in six packs or not. So that's an interesting one. But rabbits even? Yes, I've seen rabbits dyed before.
Yes, I have.
And so in Kentucky, they have an existing law that I don't believe anybody's enforced it, but all Kentucky residents in their wonderful state are required to shower at least once a year. The law seems rather generous. You can only, are required. So it said, once, but, hopefully more than that. They're overachievers.
And bring your six-pack of ducks.
Oh, we may. If not, we may have to lump them in with Indiana during March and October where you can't have a shower. So, yes, there are weird laws, and this one may take, a little bit of thought, and I hope it's not on the books anymore. So any of you know any Kentucky residents, you might want to ask them to ask the legislator or check it and see if it's still on the books. I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back with more information and more interesting weird laws. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Shannon Johnston, who is joining me to share with our wonderful loyal listeners in the Arklatex some very interesting weird laws that are on the books in our 50 states. We're not covering all those laws, but we're covering some unusual ones, aren't we, Shannon?
Some very unusual ones. Very, very.
So I caution you. I mean, we're just making you smile and laugh and have a good jolly, and you can also bring this up at trivia discussions with family members during the holidays and say, did you know that, you can't have clam chowder in what state was that? In Kansas on Sundays between 11:50 a.m. and 12:48 p.m. Isn't that a sad one?
Yes.
And the other one is, if you go to Iowa and you want to use a handicap permit, be very careful because they're going to validate that, and you can't use one for some deceased relative or just no longer a person that's living with you in that particular state. And the one other sad thing about the state of Iowa, if you go into a piano bar and you see a one-armed piano player be forewarned that that piano player is an accomplished pianist, but he's not being paid anything by the establishment, which is sad. So tips, I didn't see the word tips, so he could probably get tips from the tip jar, right?
That's
right.
Correct. We would set out a nice big tip jar for
that,
him.
That is really sad. And I thought one of them, another one that was so hilarious, in Idaho, if you getting ready to be engaged and you have that fiance and you want to give her a box of candy, but they have a law there that it can't be more than 50 pounds.
That's correct.
Shannon, can you think of a 50-pound box of candy?
No, I've never seen one that big, and I would hate to know the person that would want a 50-pound box of candy.
You need to
think about it.
There's a lot of chocolate in that particular.
It's a lot of chocolate, and that I love chocolate, but I've never seen a 50-pound box of chocolate.
Wow. That's totally amazing. And the other thing we learned about the state of Iowa, up until 1990, Idaho was the only state that cannibalism was legal. But in 1990, they changed the law. And it's strictly prohibited, punishable up to 14 years of prison. But the law has an exemption. It's okay to willfully ingest flesh or blood of a human being in a life or death situation. So it's a matter of survival. If you're out in the mountains and et cetera, and your compatriot passes away and that's all you have, it's okay.
It's okay. Well, and that's kind of sad. But also, if we went down to Florida, we can't go to our dwarf tossing events. They have made that illegal.
Yes.
Since 1989, we can't do that no more.
So before that, it was, I went down there several times. I have too.
I used to practically live down there in the summers, but my goodness, that I never actually, I heard about it, but I never actually went to one.
So I love this one in Arizona. In Arizona, that if you're found stealing soap, now I wonder if this means stealing soap at the Holiday Inn or the Marriott, and the policeman catches you or opens your bag for some reason and the soaps fall out, they're going to make you use that.
They're going to make you use it right then.
Right there. You can't take it with you home. You got to use the bar completely used up. Wow.
That's the first time you're going to wish you just stole the little bars like they used to give you in the old days at the hotels. And how about in Georgia if you want to whistle in public? You cannot whistle in public. You may be disturbing the peace, wow. And it's very specific. Have you noticed how some of these laws are very specific? This is 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 7 a.m. to midnight on the weekends. And you can't, but they threw this in, I guess, at the end. You can't shout, hoot, sing, or whistle on public streets.
And I love this one in Delaware. It's so sad. It's illegal for a pawn shop to accept someone's wheelchair or prosthetic limb as payment. Wow, is that so sad?
I can't imagine even doing that, period. But, what about the one that we had about sleeping in the bakery? I mean,
it's illegal to sleep in the bakery in the state of, I can't remember which state.
It was state of Illinois.
Wow.
State of Illinois, you could be fined up to $25. It's not a hefty fine, but they also have it's illegal to have a smelly dog there, which is very interesting.
So sleeping in the bakery, I mean, instead of sleeping, at a hotel room, you could sleep in the bakery.
I guess here it's fine. So if you go by Southern Maid and somebody's catching a cat nap, it's legal.
Oh, wow, wow. No, these are some unusual laws, everyone, that's still on the books, and hopefully you've gained a lot. We have many other states to talk about, and we'll talk about a couple of more before we move on. But I thought this, but where we missed this one, we got to say, in Kentucky, before you die any of your livestock or your baby chicks or ducklings or fowl, you have to comply with their law. And their law says that before you die them, it has to be in a group of six. Not one, not two, not three, but an actual six number, as Shannon says, a six pack.
Like a six pack.
A six pack of live baby chicks that are blue or red or green, ducklings and fowl. I mean, who would paint a fowl a different color? But, you know, spray painting them. I don't know what kind of paint they use, but it's sad. But I know during the Easter season, a lot of baby chicks are painted. I remember my kids wanting those, and I was so sad. I wanted them the regular color. Mm-hmm. And the other one that I think we talked about extensively, but if you talked about it in our last segment, all Kentucky residents are required to shower at least one time per year.
Yes.
And so I'm sure, you know, the clock strikes on January 1st, and you got until December 31st to get that shower in required. And you put a little check on your house, I have showered.
Yeah, you have it. It's I think they do it on their mailbox. They have a little check back
oh,
there on their mailbox.
And so by the end of the year, the shower inspector comes through the neighborhood. Uh-oh. This person didn't do it, so we're going to have to write him up.
And if you have relatives there, please make sure they take one before they come see you.
Yeah, that's right. But I thought the one in Indiana about liquor stores that can't sell cool water or soda. Wow.
Yes.
I've never been in a liquor store that didn't have, you know,
cold drinks.
Amazing. But they must not want you to have that opportunity. They probably don't sell ice either, so you can mix your drinks right outside or whatnot. They probably want you to take it home and chill them, and et cetera.
Well, and maybe it's because it's maybe not quite as hot up there as it is here. We like to sell everything on ice around here.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Well, thank you, Shannon, for joining us today. It was really
thank
educational.
You.
Hopefully all of our listeners got some interesting information to share with family and friends. And remember that we're going to be continuing this more trivia and more weird laws in our states and our other states on our January 4th radio show of The Best of Times. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our radio show. And don't forget to attend this tonight's 2024 Independence Bowl game, starting at 8:15 p.m. today. Yes, there are tickets available. Just arrive a little early and visit the ticket booth. Best wishes to everyone for a happy new year. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.